Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
And welcome back to Food Fight, everybody. You know, this is something I've always want to mention about here. Coffee creamer flavors, they're getting like really unimaginative. Have you noticed this in the store? Because they have vanilla, they have hazelnut, they have chocolate. It's really, really boring.
They also have what? The Irish cream?
Yeah.
Bleh. Ooh,
bleh, right? Okay. So you have vanilla or Irish cream. You know, we're not imaginative enough with our coffee creamers. What about licorice? What about marzipan? What about pistachio? What about cheesecake? Coconut? Peanut butter and jelly? Root beer? Red velvet? You know, the kind with all the kind of lots of artificial red dye? You know, the good stuff made out of bugs? Salt caramel? Banana? Carrot cake, white chocolate, orange, you know, really, what do you think? What about spice flavorings? Allspice, basil, chocolate basil, cardamom.
Cardamom, allspice, that'd be great. Don't they have an Almond Joy coffee creamer now?
Yeah, I think they probably have an Almond Joy. It just tastes like a candy bar.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's, what about Baby Ruth flavor? You know, this.
Baby Ruth.
Baby,
sorry.
Baby Ruth. Baby, baby,
baby
Ruth.
Baby, baby Ruth.
I like how you do that. What other flavors would you like to see? What about pumpkin?
I love pumpkin. Not pumpkin spice, but actual pumpkin.
Well,
that's,
you know, because honestly, pumpkin spice makes everything taste like pumpkin.
Yeah.
It makes everything taste like carrot cake. It makes everything taste like zucchini cake. It's the pumpkin spice, pie spice, the only thing that you can put in everything, and it will make everything taste like everything else.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
How can you make a pumpkin taste like a carrot taste like a zucchini? You shouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Right?
Exactly.
It's okay. So pumpkin pie spice is basically the great equalizer that makes everything lame.
When you don't want to taste the thing you're cooking with, add pumpkin pie spice.
Add pumpkin pie spice. But pumpkin pie spice added to a creamer would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, I've never had pumpkin spice coffee. That would be very tasty. In the future, I think, you know, anyone out there, if you own a coffee creamer company, Coffee Mate, if you're listening, I know you're out there. I want to see you step it up, because these boring coffee flavors are just, I've had it up to here with these boring coffee flavors. I do not have time to make a million recipes to flavor my own coffee in something interesting. And that's it. You know, you're out there. Just go ahead and just do it. And the Food Fright Trivia giveaway. Da-da-da, it's announced. Trivia giveaway. Once you hear this trivia question, the first person who calls in on air with the right answer is going to get the two free New Year's Eve tickets to the gala on the USS Midway Museum downtown. And I'm going to be there, and it's supposed to be really, really wonderful. I'm really looking forward to it. And you can look for me. I'll be the one in the dress. That it should be pretty
the
easy.
The only
to,
one in the dress.
I'll be the one in the dress and the high heels, looking around for something to eat.
Drinking a lot because
drinking
she's wearing
lot.
High heels.
Yeah, you should. It shouldn't take you very long to find me at that party. And the question is, what part of the blowfish needs to be removed before it can be eaten?
Oh, I know that one. The poisonous part.
Yep. All right. You know what? That does it. Just you have to sing. You sing. So you sing right now. You have to sing.
Da, 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 tall and tan, young and lovely, the girls from San Diego go walking.
Okay, stop. That's enough. That's enough torture for people at home.
All right, again, if you the trivia question, you want to call in, you call in at 888-344-1170.
And that's what part of the blowfish needs to be removed. If you call up and say the poisonous part, you're out. I will make you sing on air. And, you know, I know, Marcus, that you're talking about your wonderful wife, Laura, listening at home. And, you know, folks, behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes. Now, the first person who calls, obviously, and has the correct answer is going to be the one who wins the tickets. And giving a little bit of background on blowfish here, because now I know everyone's all excited and hot Ooh. Under the collar to learn about this thing. It's called fugu.
Fugu.
Fugu. F-U-G-U. Fugu. That's how the Japanese pronounce it. And people in Japan have been eating it for about 2,500 years. And it is the only food that the emperor was never allowed to eat.
Because it could kill him.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to take a chance with the emperor, which is funny because, you know, people were constantly trying to poison him. it's Japanese. It means river pig, which is cute. And this is any...
delicious.
River pig, right? What's for dinner? River pig. You know, it's good. It's the other white meat. It's also known as a puffer, a globefish, or a swellfish. But basically, it's the blowfish that you're thinking of. It's the pufferfish, the cute one. You know, with the adorable little face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the you know, it stares at you, and people puff them up and inflate them and turn them into little bedroom lamps. You know, which I think is just wrong.
I haven't seen that. Now I want to.
They're cute. Blowfish are cute. They're adorable. Nemo, if you've seen Finding Nemo,
mm-hmm.
of course you love the blowfish.
Yeah.
Because it's just adorable, and he puffs up when he's upset, and then he needs to get someone to deflate him. It's really, really cute. That's not why they puff up. It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah,
so, you know, something bites them, they puff up with the spikes, and then they kind of spit it out because, you know.
You can't swallow that.
But they're poisonous. Mm-hmm. And people have been eating them for thousands of years. How have they been eating them? They've been removing the poisonous part.
Like
and,
I said.
So the poisonous part is, it once it's removed, the rest of the fish is fine. And the poison gives you paralysis. So what happens is it paralyzes all your muscles, and you're fully awake. You're fully conscious
while
you're...
Yeah, this is really creepy. I read about this.
It's awful.
A nightmare for me.
It's a bad way to go.
Yeah.
You are paralyzed, but you're conscious, you're awake. But because the rest of you can't move, you slowly die of asphyxiation.
Yeah, your lungs are paralyzed.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's for dinner.
Yeah.
It's what's for dinner. That's yum yummy.
Yeah, let's eat something that will...
The poison is a tetrodotoxin, which is, it's kind of hard to say. But the saying in Japan is, those who eat fugu soup are stupid. But those who don't eat fugu soup are also stupid. And the reason they have this saying is because it's part of the pleasure of eating it, I guess, for them. It's supposed to be really, really tasty. They have people, chefs, go through this rigorous training and certification process. And only 35% of the test applicants, the trainees, the ones who take the test, the only 35% pass. So I guess, if you die, you fail, right?
Yeah, or if someone else dies. But I guess if you die.
Well, what they do is they have you go through a rigorous test on paper, and then also they test you in practice. They have you prepare the fish, and then they make you eat it.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair,
yeah.
Right? Because you're new to it, and, you know, if you want to serve it to other people, you should at least be willing to take it yourself. And so I assume that if you die, you fail the test, but it's a rigorous training process that they have to go through. And typically a serving of fugu is $50 US or 5,000 yen. The roe is also served. The skin is also sometimes served. Certain parts have to be also, you know, obviously removed. But it's a 2,500 year old paradox. It's, sometimes the height of wisdom is to feign stupidity.
Yes.
It's you know, just another paradox.
Now, I was reading about this, and in some really fine dining restaurants, they will give you just a little bit of the toxin, so your lips will go numb.
Mm. So your lips will go numb, so and that's fun.
That's creepy, because what if a little bit of toxin for me is too much for you, but it's the same on a plate? I mean,
it dribbles out the side of your mouth, and you mm-hmm. can't feel it, because you're completely numb, so you come off as... Blah, 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 blah. But coming up next on Food Fight after this commercial break is we're going to talk about why you should eat your chia pet and also bone marrow, a.k.a. God's butter. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to have a winner to our Food Fight Trivia New Year's Eve Ticket Gala Giveaway. Coming up next on Food Fight.
Bad things coming to
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams from which it's born. Spend a little time in their design showroom and production facility in the Fashion Valley Mall. Learn about their risk-free custom work. See why personal service and the highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Mall for jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. Sell all the living for more safety. And welcome back to Food Fight. You know, Emeril, Bobby Flay, Rachel Ray, and especially Martha Stewart can all pucker up and kiss it. Food Fight is the only show you need. And now on to more tasty, deep-fried debate and banter. What we're going to cover right now is, we're going to go over why you can eat your chia pet, and we're also going to be talking about bone marrow. It's also called God's Butter, which I think is an appropriate name. We're going to talk about Bear Buns Bakery. Bear Buns Bakery. And I discovered these, my husband and I actually discovered these, through a fluke. We didn't hear about it from a friend. We didn't see an ad. We'd never seen them before. They're in a part of town we almost never go to. And they're in Sarah Mesa, Bear Buns Bakery. Here's what happened. This starts off with a quest. And the quest was we wanted a cinnamon roll. And what we remembered was that there was this place in Horton Plaza called Claudia's. And it was up on the third floor. We were excited. So we plan a date. We have an afternoon. We head downtown. We park. We go into Horton Plaza. You know, we do a little walking around. Okay, now it's time for a cinnamon roll. We go up to the third floor. There is no Claudia's. Claudia's is gone. And probably people who are downtown and are familiar with that, they probably knew already that Claudia's was gone. So, ha ha, joke's on me. No Claudia's. But you know what there is there? There's a Cinnabon.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so we walk over to the Cinnabon, and we're thinking, okay, well, Cinnabon's huge. They got to have a decent cinnamon roll, right? So we go up there. We order a cinnamon roll, and it's bad. Bad Cinnabon. Cinnabon is no good. I don't care how much they talk about how great it is in B-movie. Okay? Jerry Seinfeld wouldn't know a decent cinnamon roll if it jumped up and smacked him in the face. He just wouldn't. If your life is going so badly that you've resorted to eating a Cinnabon cinnamon roll. It's flavorless. It's a plug of stale bread smothered in sugar-flavored sugar. It is not a decent cinnamon roll. If you've just got to be giving up. Your brain has just gotten to the point where it's saying, to heck with it, I'm not going to try anymore, and I'm just going to go get a cinnamon roll at Cinnabon. That's what, you know, they don't live up to the hype. They don't even try. They don't even deserve my insults. In fact, we're going to stop talking about them. But don't go to Cinnabon. Don't. I went online and I started looking for Claudia's because I figured they moved. Yeah. And they didn't, you know, move. They're just gone. But I did see a comment on Yelp that said, go to Homie Cinnamon Rolls because they have a Claudia's-like cinnamon roll. Okay, well, if the person actually made the comparison, it's probably a pretty good one. I need to go to Homie. So what did I do? I looked up the address and we drove there. This is on another day. So this is something we're thinking about for a couple of weeks, of course. A couple of weeks goes by. And now we're trekking all over town. We drive to a location of Homie's. They're not there. There is a Lotus sushi restaurant or something in there in the place where Homie's is, or an insurance office or something like that.
Here in Santa, yeah.
You know, now we're getting angry. Now we're sitting in a parking lot in the middle of nowhere in an ex-former Homie's cinnamon roll location where the website's up. The locations are still up on the website. All that means is they're still paying to have the website hosted, and they probably just haven't realized the recurring card on their credit card yet. And so no Homie's. The downtown location is closed. We're getting really upset
now. So what did I do? I asked my iPhone, because this is how desperate I got. I pushed the button on my Siri on my iPhone, and I said, where's the nearest bakery? And I get a list of results. And I'm going through the names, which one is most likely to have a cinnamon roll based on the name. You know, because a donut shop, no. You know, a patisserie, probably not. And then I find this one called Bear Buns Bakery. And it's got the name bun right in it. So they got to have cinnamon buns. So I called him up. And the guy I talked to, owner Robert, very, very nice, told me that, yes, they have cinnamon rolls and they're very, very good and that I should come by. And they're really close. So we go there. They're in Sara Mesa. And you walk in. It's a little place all by itself. It's a standalone little triangular-shaped, pointy-topped building. And it's got a beautiful floor, nice tables. You walk in. There's a nice clean counter. They have this great cappuccino machine in the back. We walk in. The woman who was helping us, very, very sweet. And so we have the cinnamon roll. They also have sticky buns. They also have these great little granola caramel bar things called Carmelitas, which I just completely fell in love with. And to my surprise and pleasure, of course, the cinnamon rolls were really, really, really good. I mean, it was gooey. They warmed it up. It was gooey. It was hot. It was soft. It was doughy. The inside was nice and moist and buttery, not overcooked at all. And that is what everyone does wrong.
Yeah.
They make them dry. They make them stale. You know, and this thing had been cooked in the morning, and I got it at 5 o'clock at night, and it was still fantastic. And then, obviously, what did I do? You know, I talked to the guy. I said, I love it. This is fantastic. It really hit the spot. It was gooey. It was sinful. It was decadent. It was a life-altering, gooey cinnamon roll, which made me very happy, so I bought some to take home. And then, funny thing, next day, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I have another cinnamon roll. I'm going to nuke that a little bit in the microwave, and I'm going to eat it. You know what it tasted like the next day?
Tell me.
A Cinnabon. Eat them fresh, people.
Eat them fresh.
Get them fresh. Eat them fresh. The earlier you get there to Bear Buns Bakery in Sara Mesa, the gooier and ooier it's going to be. And if you eat it the next day, once it's already gone stale, because this is a real bake shop. They make these things fresh with all natural stuff, no preservatives. It's not going to last. This is one of those things that you need to eat it fresh. And if you're not going to eat it fresh, you shouldn't eat it at all. Because the next day, it's going to be a Cinnabon.
The next day.
And if that isn't a bad review of Cinnabon, I don't know what is. Because at this cinnamon roll's worst, it tasted at Cinnabon's best. Which, you know what? It's the only thing they do. If you're going to do one thing, be good at it.
Yeah, do it.
Don't
right.
be horrible at it. Don't have thousands of locations where everyone makes really awful, awful, stale cinnamon plugs. Because I don't appreciate it. I'm glad I drove all over town because I was able to find out this new place. So great. I'm happy with that experience, but it's wonderful for obviously the, you know, Bear Buns because I'm going to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a big deal out of the fact that if you really need a seriously gooey cinnamon roll, this is where you should go. Because the other stuff they make is great, too. They also make muffins and cookies and other things like that. And they also have a couple of things where they've made with yogurt, which is an interesting ingredient in, like, muffins and things like that.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of things, I think, for even gluten-intolerant people, which I almost never see. And the sticky buns, ridiculous. The Carmelita bars, you got to have those. Those are great. You know, it's grainy and it actually kind of feels like it's going to be healthy for you, but then you bite into it and it's like mostly caramel. And you can tell they make the caramel themselves.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So really love this place. Their mascot is a man in a bear suit.
Nice.
Which I think is something that's missing in small business today.
Mascots?
I don't think there's enough mascots.
I have to agree with you. I love a mascot.
I love to see a full grown man in a bear suit. You know, I think that's cute. And cuddly. And he wasn't there, so I didn't get to give him a hug. But I did see a picture of him, and I said, aww. You know, which is really what you want.
Which is what, yeah.
And moving on, why you should eat your chia pet. Chia seeds. The reason you should eat your chia pet is chia seeds. You don't really need to go to the whole trouble of getting the pet and putting it on there and waiting a couple of weeks because you're going to wind up with some sprouts that really aren't that great. But the chia seeds are the ingredient in the chia pet that comes with it. You can throw away the pet. Really, you just want is the chia, just to go to the store and get some chia seeds.
Is
what I'm saying. You know, it's there. You know, Marcus, you make a lot of vegan stuff.
Yeah, and, my wife and child are vegan.
And so you use chia seeds a lot for all kinds of things.
Yeah. Making tapioca in my smoothies to thicken them up. for breakfast, making faux eggs, getting all that starch out.
And the reason that you use them in a vegan diet is because they have more calcium than a glass of milk. Yep. They have more omega-3s than salmon. They have more antioxidants than blueberries. They're pretty much almost perfect. And of course, the downfall is, I mean, they do get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, I speak from experience. They get stuck in there, and then you really need to swish them out. They get jammed in there. Well, they are the perfect size and shape to get jammed in between your teeth.
I use the magic bullet type thing to pulverize them before I use them sometimes.
Turn them into a powder, and then it's not so bad. But if you're lazy like me, you just put them in stuff like yogurt, you know, like protein shakes, mm-hmm. like things, put them on top of oatmeal, make it a little bit more nutritious.
Exactly.
And then they get stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's what I like to do, sometimes if I'm going into a meeting, what I'll do is I'll eat a tablespoon of chia seeds and as I'm going out the door. And I'll leave them stuck between my teeth, and it's like a grill, just all over, back to back, nothing but chia seeds, stuck all over my face and in my teeth. And then I'll walk into a meeting, and then I'll start smiling and shaking people's hands and talking and introducing myself. Hey, how you doing? And then, you know, it's up to them, really, to be embarrassed for me, you know, because they can't stop staring at it. And then I act natural. And it's just a funny way to make people feel really uncomfortable.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Which I always really enjoy. But yeah, pulverize them if you don't want to get stuck in your teeth. And they'll give you tons of energy. We're going to talk about more interesting uses for chia seeds once we come back after the break. Because really, they have so many things in them. They have fatty acids. They have alpha linoleic and regular linoleic acid, mucin, strontium, 30% protein, vitamins A, B, E, and D. There's C in there, A, B, C, D. You know, they pretty much have every vitamin known to man in these things. Calcium, phosphorus, potassium. They're super awesome for you. They're loaded with antioxidants, lots of calcium. Everyone pretty much needs more calcium because no one ever really eats enough of it. And so we'll be going over that more after the break. We're also going to be talking about bone marrow. We're going to do Food Fight Word of the Day. And we're going to have the winner to our Food Fight Trivia giveaway for the holiday New Year's Eve gala on the USS Midway when we come back on Food Fight.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineIn, the number 2, night.com, or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight, everyone. For all of those of you listening on this beautiful Sunday, look at that. It's just not gorgeous out there. And just stay home. Stay home, listen to me. More infallibly flavored conversation for you on Food Fight. On back to the chia seeds. A couple of more tips on those because I know you can't get enough chia seed conversation. As substitutes, as a substitute, you can put them in stuff, and you really should because you know they're just really so good for you. You can use them as an egg substitute, right, Marcus?
Yeah, like I said, pulverizing them, add water, egg substitutes, great.
Like about one tablespoon of ground chia seeds and 3 tablespoons of water per egg.
Per
like
egg.
in a baked recipe. Doesn't work in place of eggs for omelets.
No.
But but if you are making something with eggs, let's say you have an egg sensitive person or you just really want to throw them in there because honestly they're probably better for you than an egg. And also you can make pudding out of them, but probably more a little bit more practical. Use them to thicken soups and gravies.
I love that. I love, you know, just something a little fun, thicken, a neat flavor.
And tell me how you use them to make boba.
Boba?
Tapioca.
Well, I soak them in the tea itself and let them kind of blossom. And then they get kind of slimy and thick, like the pudding. And then
slimy tea.
Slimy tea.
That's delicious. Sounds great.
It is.
Pond scum tea. Not quite as chewy as a boba.
No,
and they're
no.
smaller.
They're smaller. So you don't need a special straw.
You have regular straw.
You just regular straw.
It's fine to slurp those things up and you know, put them in your tea. So really, if you can put them in your tea, you can really put them anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. On ice cream even.
Yeah, I don't see why not. That'd be a good little bite.
They're crunchy.
Oatmeal. Yeah.
Because you wouldn't taste them. They have an almost non-existent flavor, which is amazing considering how much stuff is really packed into them.
Yeah.
They're pretty much flavorless. You can put them in anything, and it's just, it's going to make it crunchy.
Yeah, a little crunchy.
You know, why haven't someone turned them into candy? You know, like they have the sesame seed candy. Why aren't they making chia seed candy?
Chia seeds are more expensive.
Yeah, well, to thicken meatballs instead of breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah.
That as well. The sprouted ones, if you do have a chia pet, you can take the chia sprouts off your kid's chia pet, you know, much to your child's chagrin. And just to say you're giving the chia pet a haircut, you know, that works. And trim them off of there and have the little sprouts on a salad. That's also kind of fun. And, of course, making a chia pet is also kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, because it goes from a clay sheep to a woolly sheep. Skip that part. It's not as much fun when I said it as I was thinking maybe it would be to actually.
I like the Homer Simpson one where you give him hair and his hair is actually the chia.
Right, because he's bald.
Yes.
That's why that's funny.
That's why
right,
that's funny.
Okay, because he's bald with the, It's my show, shut up.
Yuck, yuck.
As a breading for baking fish and chicken.
I have not done that one. Really? Does that work well?
Yeah, you can coat things with it. And anything you can coat, you know, with something really super awesome and healthy, what are you going to do with it then? You're going to fry it.
Of course.
Yeah, fry it in oil.
Or cover it in sugar.
But you can feel good about it, right?
Totally.
What about a chia seed donut?
I'll try it.
Try that.
I'll make one.
Cover it with sugar. You take your super awesome healthy thing and then completely cover it with something that is not healthy.
There we go.
That's one of my very favorite things. On to bone marrow. And the second we're done with bone marrow, we're going to have... I believe we have a caller waiting to get on air and see if he's got the right answer to our very complicated trivia question. Honestly, it's been, a few minutes since we've asked the question. So I'm pretty sure what happened was that he just Googled it and got the right answer. Unless he's a blowfish chef, which, hey, you never know. It's San Diego. We got all kinds of interesting sushi people here. Bone marrow. And if there's, anyone else, because, he may be wrong. He may be wrong. And if he's wrong, that opens up the airwaves to someone who may be right. And if you do think you have the correct answer to which part of the blowfish must be removed prior to consumption, go ahead and give us a call at 888-344-1170. Call us now. We do have tickets to probably what will be the only super awesome New Year's Eve festival in San Diego. That's why I'm going, because I always go to the best places. Moving on to bone marrow. There's a reason it's called God's butter.
Because it's good on bread?
It's good on bread. Yeah, it's good on bread. It's good by itself. It's terrific. It's highly caloric. It's also nutrient dense. Early human ancestors, probably their first real meat meal, because we weren't always fast. We weren't always hunters. We were more scavengers, gatherers, things like that. So what did we find when we found an animal? It was picked over.
Yeah.
And all that was left were the bones.
Exactly.
So, you know, at a certain point, someone picked up a rock and smashed a bone and said, hey, what's this stuff inside? Not only is it tasty, but I feel like I'm getting smarter and I feel like my brain's growing. So that's kind of how that happened. And then, of course, chefs get their hands on it.
Yeah.
And then start figuring out new and interesting ways to cook it. And a couple of different ways you can do that is you can take the ends of the bone and then broil them with a little bit of salt and not much else. A little bit of salt. It's oily. And put some aluminum foil under it to cap the bottom.
Yeah.
Because they leak.
Yeah.
And you don't want to waste that stuff. You want to eat it all.
Yeah, you want to eat all that great stuff. You don't lose any.
So you got your little pot there, and it's really a pot of marrow. And what I like to do with a pot of marrow is smear it on more meat. Right?
Yes.
Because you get your ossobuco, you've got meat.
Yeah.
And you've got a nice, delicious marrow bone staring up at you from the middle of your plate. One of the best dishes because of this is you can take your meat, you can take a little spoon of the marrow, and you can smear it. You don't just smear it. You smear it.
Smear it.
It's a good smear. You smear it on the meat. And now you have meat smeared in its own bone marrow, which is primal, you know, and it just makes you feel a little bit more like an animal. And yeah. it's a real meat experience. It's not, you're not just eating the meat that's been filleted and all the fat's been removed and it's been kind of cooked to, you know, your fine little sensibility and specifications of cooking. No, what we're going to do is we're going to take the animal, we're going to smear it with its own bone marrow, and then we're going to eat it. And that's, I love that. It's, and we're going to take, looks like we have a caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Food Fight Radio. Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to Food Fight.
Hi. Thanks. I'm liking the show so far.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thanks. We try. So do you have an answer to my question? What is the part of the blowfish that needs to be removed before it can be eaten?
Is it the liver?
It is the liver. We have a winner, folks.
Yay.
And, oh boy, you know, just it seems like, because, you know, the liver is a good place to put poison.
Yeah, that's where we store all our poison.
Yeah, so that would be an awesome place. If you can eat something, it's got poison in it, it's going to wind up in your liver, and that is how you wind up with a poisoned liver. And and you are right, my friend. Are you a sushi chef?
I am not.
You Googled it, didn't you?
No.
No. But it doesn't matter how you got that information. You are 100% right. And stay on the line. Someone's going to tell you how to get your tickets. And thanks for calling. Welcome to the show.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks.
Well, that was awesome. See, and you know, we just know, we have obscure facts.
Obscure,
you know. It's not going to help anyone get ahead in their career, and it's not going to really improve someone's life. Unless, of course, they're sitting in a sushi restaurant and someone feeds them a blowfish and they kind of get the sneaking suspicion that the guy who prepared it was maybe not certified.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, did you remove the liver?
Did you?
And then the guy's going to say, no, I didn't. I forgot. Let me take this back and I'm going to have another one prepared and make sure they remove the liver and stuff this time so that you don't die after you eat this.
And then you say, that's fine. But when it comes out here, you take the first bite.
You take the first bite and then I'm going to wait for 15 bite. Minutes and see if you go into a state of paralysis where you slowly asphyxiate on the own weight of your own chest.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and then we will have saved your life. Food Fight will have saved your life and you're going to owe it all to us. And all we ask in return is that you keep on listening. So more on bone marrow, and that was a real easy way to give away $350 worth of stuff.
Yeah, you think it'd be harder to give away free stuff, but
you know,
no,
you think so. I mean, it's like you gotta really twist people's arms.
Yeah.
To give them something free. Then that's awesome. I'm glad that worked out so well. Normally, bone marrow, about 3.5 ounces of bone marrow, has about 500 calories.
Oh, so not a lot.
Not a lot. And it has about 50 grams of fat.
Oh, wow.
So it's mostly monounsaturated, and it's got about 7 grams of protein. It's extremely dense, very dense stuff. It's made of osteoplasts, which form bone cells using minerals. And, this really cool little thing's called fibroblasts. And, you know, it makes stuff. Your bone marrow makes things. They're factories that reside inside the middle of your bones. So basically, they're just everything you need to make all the awesome stuff that keeps you going. That's the stuff that these things are made out of.
Yeah, exactly. It's the most protected
root,
part of your body.
Yeah, the root recipe of what makes you mm-hmm. or what makes the cow. That's what this is. Not you, because, you know, who's going to eat you? You know, okay, if we were on a desert island and it was between you and me, honestly, I'd take you out before you got a chance to take me out. I'd live off you for weeks.
Yeah, I'm a big guy.
Yeah, and well, you're bigger than me.
Yes.
And thank goodness, you know, because I'm a female.
That's true.
And I shouldn't be bigger than you. You know, unless you, Marcus the jockey. Marcus the jockey is in the studio with me today. He's about 5 feet tall. He's about a size zero, and boy, am I jealous. So it's the taste of the bone marrow. You describe the taste of bone marrow.
Delicious.
You
can't. It's really rich. It's really thick, and it's very umami. Which
umami?
Umami. That's the muscly or proteiny umami.
That's an actual word.
That's an actual word.
Umami.
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 And then I put umen e on it is what I put. I don't know if that's an actual word.
Okay. Okay.
Umen's an actual word.
You've turned a word into something that should be a word.
Yes.
Like Twinkie E. It's very Twinkie E in flavor.
Twinkie-esque.
Umen-y. But that actually sounds pretty good because when you taste it, ooh. You know, because it's really velvety. It's rich. It's velvety. It's buttery. But it doesn't taste like butter.
No.
And here's the silly thing is normally people buy these bones to give them to their dogs. You know, so it's generally considered to be something that you would feed your pet.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. But, and, you know, honestly, if you're going to go to a regular store and get a regular bone, that it's going to be from a normal commercially raised and slaughtered cow.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Mm.
They're not going to be as tasty. So what I recommend is that you go and you get the marrow bones from grass-fed cows.
Exactly.
And the best place to get those is at a super awesome butcher. And I like to go to Iowa Meat Farms in Mission Valley or Cecil's Meats on Marina Boulevard. They have them. They have them from their grass-fed cows. And they also have really fabulous butcher stations. I mean, they just big hockey puck, softball-shaped filet mignon, because that's the shape you want.
Of course.
That's going to be the little plug of meat, you know, so charred on the outside, pink and cold and just uncooked. Really uncooked. It's raw in the center. But it's really not, because these things are wet-aged. And that means it's basically cooked.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste raw. It doesn't have that minerally sort of blood-like flavor when you eat it and it hasn't been thoroughly cooked. So if you're going to eat a rare steak, this is the kind of steak that you really, really want. It's basically cooked at an enzymatic level. It's fantastic. Grass-fed, free-range, delicious meat. They have that meat. They have those bones. They have the grass-fed bones. And you can get the lung. You can have them split them for you, which really, how are you going to split a bone? In your own kitchen, you're not.
No,
you're gonna get a sledgehammer or a rock, and you're gonna smash it like your ancestors did.
I break bone.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're only like $2.49 a pound, and an experienced butcher will even give you tips on how to prepare them. And of course, while you're there, go ahead and get some 30-day wet-aged meat. It's a proper cut of filet mignon. Don't waste your time with a supermarket filet mignon.
No.
Why would you do that?
Just a waste of time and a waste of steak.
Don't eat that much red meat to begin with, because you shouldn't. It's bad for you. Save it up. Go and get yourself a fantastic filet mignon from a real butcher. Mm-hmm. And the real cut of meat from just awesome cows, 30-day wet-aged aged meat. It will make the most delicious steak. And then you can really be happy that you waited all that time, to have one of these things.
It is.
They're wonderful. Fantastic. One of my absolute favorite things in the world. And then you know what? Schmear it with some bone marrow.
There you go.
Take the thing you love the most and schmear it with something that you love second most. Right? What could be better than that? More food tips, more fabulous scintillating food conversation coming up on Food Fight after these messages.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Back to Food Fight, folks. Marcus is actually dancing.
I love that song.
What is that? Is that the Cabbage Patch?
No, we need to spin for the Cabbage Patch. That's just the White Man Pump.
That's the White Man Pump.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Awesome, my brother. you know, originally, I wanted our show logo to be a Porky Pig eating a slab of bacon for our show logo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our lawyer, he said that just wasn't kosher. Nice. You know? So welcome back to Food Fight, people. We are going to be talking about the Food Fight word of the day, which is droops.
Droops.
Droops. The word of the day is droops. D-R-U-P-E-S. Droops. Can you use that in a sentence?
My daughter loves drooplets with her oatmeal.
Drooplets.
Drooplets.
A droop is a particular kind of fruit. And it is a lot of nuts are also droops. What people think are nuts most of the time are actually not. Some of them are tree nuts, but a lot of them are droops. Peanuts, of course, are members of the legume family. That's not the word of the day, so stop it. A true nut is a hard-shelled pod that contains both the fruit and the seed of the plant. Some examples of a true nut would be a chestnut or a hazelnut or an acorn. To give you an example, a droop is a type of fruit which has an outer fleshy part surrounding a shell, which we sometimes call a pit, with a seed inside. So some examples of droops are peaches, plums, and cherries, but walnuts, almonds, and pecans are also droops. They're just droops in which we eat the seed inside the pit instead of the fruit part.
Oh.
And another droop, a coconut. A lot of people don't know that. A coconut is also a droop. In the coconut, A fibrous husk surrounds the endocarp, which is the shell, while the white edible portion is called an endosperm. it's a single headed droop. Basically, a coconut is a single headed droop. While my co-host Marcus here is a fuzzy headed droop.
Fuzzy headed droop.
Not to be confused
with a single headed droop.
With that. And so moving on, if we had all of the time in the world, ideally we would talk about more about our love of meat. Mm. We would be talking about just all kinds of irksome things that bother us in the world. But since we're kind of limited on time here, we're going to wrap it up to one of my favorite topics: chocolate covered asparagus. What's your take on that?
Mm. Yeah, really? Chocolate covered asparagus?
You know, I've been seeing it crop up recently. I review a lot of recipes, and I've seen recipes for asparagus ice cream with a garnish of chocolate covered asparagus on the side.
Asparagus ice cream with chocolate, I can get behind. I'll try that.
What about white chocolate? I know it has no cocoa in it at all, and it's mostly butter solids from the cocoa without any of the cocoa in it. But they call it white chocolate, and it's pretty mild. Would you eat asparagus with white chocolate?
I might.
You would not, could not in a house? You would not, could not with a mouse? I would not eat green asparagus ice cream.
I guess I think the asparagus would have to be raw. I keep on seeing like wilted asparagus with a crunchy chocolate shell.
Well, that's your problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's in your own head. What about chocolate in the shape of an asparagus? I've seen that. I think it was in a Dean and DeLuca catalog. They actually had these individually wrapped up chocolates and they were the shape of the asparagus. They don't make them anymore. It is a shame and a tragedy because what do I want to do when I'm looking for Christmas presents for people, you know, as I want something weird.
Yes.
And so, you know, right, chocolate asparagus would be a good gift. But, you know, if you're going to take like a nice, slightly undercooked, al dente, spear of asparagus,
yeah,
let it dry, dip it in chocolate. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to eat it or are you going to trick someone else into eating it?
Well, I'm going to eat it because just curiosity wins out. I'm just too curious. If it's right there in front of me, I have to try it.
And, you know, you're supposed to eat asparagus when you have a hangover anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. It's nice. It's one of those great helping clean alcohol and toxins out of your system.
Is that the smell?
It's not the smell. The smell is sulfur.
Sulfur.
That's sulfur. And that's what also makes other things
smell
lightly scented.
Yes.
As well. Like a New Year's Eve potpourri all over your house.
Pew-pourri.
And one final topic for the show before we begin our final segment, I like to call clarification. Meat sweats. Have you ever had the meat sweats?
I've heard of them, but I haven't had them.
You personally, a carnivore such as yourself, never had the meat sweats?
No.
Honestly, it's when you eat so much meat that at one sitting that you actually begin to sweat profusely.
I've had the coffee sweats. I drink lots of coffee, but
the coffee sweats, that's normal. Everyone gets that.
Okay.
They won't talk about it. It's you know, it's don't boring. Ask, don't tell sort
okay.
of a thing.
Is
you don't talk about the coffee sweats.
I did not know.
Yeah, because
that.
there's the Red Bull sweats, you know, which we'll get into on another day.
Oh,
there's a lot of fun too, but meat sweats, it's just really, it's not just for competitive eaters.
No.
Really. Although I have seen just about every single competitive eater on TV, and we're going to have to talk to our buddy Spooner about that. At the same station. He hosts another show. Want to ask him about that because he covers a lot of food challenges and eating challenges and stuff like that. Yes. All you can eat.
Who
can eat the most hot dogs? Who can eat the world's biggest hamburger? Things like that. He probably knows all about the meat sweats and he's probably even had the meat sweats. And you know what? I haven't.
You haven't?
Nope. I've never had the meat sweats. I don't think I can actually physically get to that point because I think you have to, you know, it's like where you're so totally full that you shouldn't eat anymore.
Yeah.
And it's getting painful to eat more. And this isn't a competition thing. This is also a buffet thing. This is an all-you-can-eat buffet thing. I take all-you-can-eat very seriously.
Oh, me too. Me and the wifey, ours. All-you-can-eat.
It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. You paid your admission to get into the fun food park.
Yes.
And you're going to stay there until the fun is out.
Exactly.
So you're going to stay there until you've eaten all you can stand.
Correct.
Until you become comatose.
And then you read a story to your little ones. You get more room in your stomach and you go eat some more.
And you take a nap in your little booth.
and
then you wait until you're hungry again.
And then you eat some more.
And then, you know, just like cattle, you know, you're going to go get back in the line.
Go graze.
And go graze for a few more hours until they're either out of baked muscles or they kick you out.
Exactly.
One or the other. For me, it's usually they have to ask me to leave.
Please go.
Please. You've eaten all of our crab claws and we're out of cocktail sauce. So just go home. Go home ready. Usually they have it in like an accent. I love those dim sum buffets. The all you can eat dim sum buffets.
Where you go home.
You go home.
You go home.
Yeah. And so now it is time for wrapping up and it's time for clarification. Folks, I know I'm not alone in hating Christmas. Christmas stinks. For an adult, it's just stupid, stupid, stupid. The obligatory giving of the presents to people you don't like, the mandatory attendance at parties full of people you hate spending time with, the office parties where you're required to bring food because the boss was too cheap to put out a decent spread, the sister-in-laws. Oh, the sister-in-laws. You don't have to pretend with me. I know you feel me. The shopping at crowded malls with no parking and angry drivers taking your spaces that you've waited for and circled around again to get, and then some jerk in a little hot rod steals it and gives you the stink face. Also, you can stand in a long line that goes from the register to the screaming toddler department to pay way too much for gifts for people who won't appreciate it, and then they give you the thing that you hate that's three sizes too big and now you have to sell on eBay. And for Pete's sake, stop giving gift cards. It's impersonal. Why does the Home Depot even have a gift card? And then there's the incessant music. Has anyone even written a Christmas song in the last 50 years? These songs are all from 1920. Slow and stupid and all just a little bit too Magoo. They start right after Halloween and go till New Year's. You know why? It's not festive. It's subliminal marketing. It's to get you to buy things because you feel all warm and charitable on the inside and forget for a moment the entitled and sensitive schmucks you're buying them for. Say it with me. No more will I spend all my Christmas budget on people who don't appreciate me. This year is mine. I'm going to buy that awesome green raccoon fur vest. I'm going to go on that romantic train trip. I'm going to start that business and I'm going to tell my boss to bite me. Who's with me? And on a final note, if you're going to put big, flashy, light-up, plushy cartoon characters in your front yard, then you can't be surprised when a little girl walks up and wants a picture with it. And when she asks politely if she can, you might not want to rudely tell her to get lost. And if you do, you might not want to do it in front of her parents. And if you do that, then you might want to make sure they don't write down your address. Because you might, just might, get a nice steaming pile of Yuletide cheer in your mailbox fresh from a reindeer's butt. You know who you are, lady. I'm going to get you. Tune in next week for more need-to-know info on what to cook, where to eat, and how to avoid annoying people that keep getting in your face. Only on Food Fight, here on KCBQ 1170. Hallelujah! Where's the Tylenol?
Have you heard the news? Bad things coming to us, but I never knew.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.